afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survive March 21st, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just absolutely fantastic. Thank
you, know,
you very
I've
much.
Got, I've got to find what you're on because I want some of that.
You do? It's called coffee and lots of it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'm glad you're doing well. I am too. It's been a hectic day, but I'm doing well also.
All righty. Good. Yes, it was hectic also here today. And gold. We had a high of 1,319 and a low of 1,302. And we're kind of settling right in the middle at 1310 on the New York spot price aftermarket, down 340 for gold, 1310. Silver down a penny, 1554. We saw that same kind of a trading day, had a high of 1565. Platinum was down $2 today at 864. Palladium continues to rise up four at 1607. The USDX today was up 0.43 at 96.43, and crude oil was down 40 cents today at 59.83. Paper markets today, the Dow was up 217 points at 25,963. The NASDAQ was up big, almost 1.5%, 7,838, up 109. S&P up 30 at 2,854. And all that good rise in the paper market was due. You can thank the 10-year yield, 2.54%. It's just in a 30-year 30-year rate has corrected, of course, with the hold on the Fed's decision to hold rates, not to increase them. And I guess that's what all the hoopla was today. You know, now they're thinking that people will be out there scurrying around buying up homes. We're heading into that season anyway. Spring is here. It's one of the best seasons for the real estate market. So, you know, timing is everything, ladies and gentlemen. And to me, it spells desperation.
You know, amen.
You know, this is what it's all about. It truly is desperation and timing, and it's not by coincidence. It's all by timing, and they coordinate everything. And I don't think people really get this, and I know a lot of people, Butch, would say I'm out of my mind by saying this stuff. Everything
well,
is
I don't think so. It is coordinated. It has to be. They couldn't hold it up. There has to be.
And not even just in the markets, but from what these politicians wear, the staging, it all influences people's perception.
And I agree. I totally agree.
And it's whether you're listening to Fox, whether you're listening to CNN, whether you're listening to, you know, the radio, whether you're listening to Comcast. I mean, it's, you know, everything is orchestrated through these elections. People are polled. There's marketing that's going on behind the scenes to see what's going to influence people the most. What do people like the most? What moves the thing on the dial? What moves that dial to the area that they want? There's a program on television called Bull. And it's about him. He's an attorney, and he runs this office where they basically defend people, and all across they select juries based on certain things. And as they're going through the trial, they have this big wall of big screens that are attached to, you know, that represent each jurist. And as they're going through the trial, they, you know, will say certain things, and, you know, it'll turn based on that individual. They'll turn it from red to green or green to red based on what is said. And this is the world we live in today. You know, everything is done to garner a reaction to benefit
Well, let me ask you a question, because you said, of course, that they didn't raise the interest rates again, but housing has been slowing down already. Well, do you think it's really going to boost it any this spring?
I think people were holding back. I mean, we've seen a gradual decline in the housing market. So, yeah, it might. They might get a little bit of a reprieve in their credit cards, although rates aren't. It's enough to move the minds of people, that consumer out there. And that's what they're doing. They're jolting the consumer into spending. Oh, interest rates are staying the same. Oh, they went down a little bit. So now I can afford this house. Or now maybe I can afford to do this. Now maybe I can go afford a new home. Blah, blah, blah. New car, you know. So we'll see.
Well, their marketing skills are superb.
Yes.
They know what they're doing.
But a key recession indicator just did something that, as I mentioned, hasn't happened in 12 years, and that's the spread between the 3-month and 10-year Treasury notes. It has fallen below 10 basis points for the first time since 2007. An inverted yield curve where short-term rates are higher than their long-term counterparts is considered a reliable recession signal. And the Federal Reserve this week said the U.S. is still strong but is facing challenges from global weakness. And so, again, the recession is, again, being talked about, that it's just around the corner. And this is going to be a far deeper cutback or pullback than a recession. And I do believe it will lead us into a depression. I mean, it will be a global depression.
Well, you know, I'm not by any means a prophet, although I had a preacher the other day call me a prophet, but I said, no, I'm not a prophet. I just try to be wise enough to study scriptures, history, and current events and see where we are in time. I'm not setting dates and never would do that. But I do think between now and before the next election, but I think within this year, we're going to see a financial hit that's going to make this whole nation just shake right down to its bones. I don't know how it's going to be or what it's going to be. But there's so much chaos in every area, but including the markets around the world. I mean, they're still fighting over Brexit in Europe, and you know, and all these things going on there. Something's got to give, and when it does, I think it's going to affect us. Not, if it happens in Europe, it's going to happen in America too. It just isn't going to happen in one place to stay there. You know that. So we will see what happens. But
every major economy is based on stimulus from the government.
It is.
Every major economy, there is none functioning on its own. And so, I mean, Europe, China, Japan, the United States, and this is the best that we can do with trillions of dollars of stimulus when people are still squawking that they can't, you know, we can't even get a trickle down. We have to force corporations to pay a minimum wage of $15, you know?
I know.
So and this is a great economy. We're going to grow ourselves out of our problem when we need to put trillions of dollars into it in order to stimulate it. You know, there was a Forbes article that came out yesterday. It says the retirement crisis is much worse than you think. Duh. Are you sitting down for this? According to a recent survey, 1 in 5 American adults have nothing, save for retirement or emergencies. A further 20% have squirreled away only 5% or less of their annual income to meet certain financial goals. Less than a third of all Americans have saved at least 11% or more. Now, this survey was conducted by Bankrate in late February and early March. It's just the latest indicator that U.S. faces a major retirement crisis. Every day, there's 10,000 baby boomers that are turning 65, and they're reaching retirement in worse financial shape than, of course, the previous generation. And this is for the first time since Harry Truman was president. The survey also raises
The politician, I'm sorry, I went up to this because it fits right in. It's important. A politician from Wyoming, and I can't remember his name, said that our generation is the greediest generation in history because we won't get paid for what we into the system. They're calling us greedy, Melody. They're now calling the retired people greedy because it's a system for 40 or 50 years. Now, that's where we're headed. When they call us greedy, you know what's next in line, don't you? And these politicians probably never worked a day in their life. And what kind of retirement they get when they quit? What kind of health care they get when they quit or retire? And you and I are getting by, maybe, but they're calling us greedy because we expect to be paid what we put in. How dare we?
Why do you think health care has become such a big issue at this time in our country? Do you think it's maybe because you have 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day? Of course it is.
And that's why they're putting together the death panels. Now, folks, I'm not making
Absolutely.
This up. This is for real. Go to PastorBush.com and look under government cover-ups. Death panels are here. Look under healthcare on PastorBush.com. Death panels are going in place right now. And the sad part of it, Melody, a lot of the newer doctors will say, the younger doctors are saying it's okay. Forget the Hippocratic Oath. It's more the hypocritic oath now. They're saying it's okay. Now, death panels have to be put in place because they cannot afford to feed us.
Absolutely. And everything else. It's just, but yeah, I agree with you. But it's the survey also raises the question why some working age adults haven't been able to take full advantage of a booming U.S. economy and a historic bull market to build wealth. I mean, think about it. You know, the stock market, 26,000 from 6,000. And people still can't save? They still can't. So, okay. According, you know, what have they been doing? The number one reason, 40%. According to Bankrate, the number one reason, 40%, why Americans aren't saving is that they have too many expenses. 16% said they just haven't gotten around to it. Well, the same percentage blame the low quality of their job. You know, it is typical America. Blame everybody else. We just haven't gotten around to it. Well, they're taking at least some responsibility. Low quality of their job. Well, go out and improve it, or let's get to the reason why the jobs have such low quality. Why do you have too many expenses? Cut back. Hello.
There you go.
You don't have to be in debt.
Yes, yes.
But
yep,
this is the same
quit buying
as
the
government.
Boats and new cars. Quit
this
buying
the
boats,
same.
New cars, and quit. It's the same thing. It is. We keep blaming somebody else. We think that somebody's going to bail us out of it, just like the government does.
Yeah. There's a record $4 trillion in consumer debt. Only 13% of those surveyed by Bankrate cited debt as the reason why they're not saving as much as they say. That's kind of interesting because total U.S. consumer debt involving, including revolving and non-revolving debt, it is $4 trillion. So,
wow.
You know, so it affects everyone, but it's also going to affect anybody to save.
It is.
So,
well, I have to tell you right now, if it hadn't been for you people like you, you and Bob and a few others, Melody, I've been up a creek too. If I hadn't listened to some wise counsel from people that had been out there, in the world, in the market, to warn me about what's coming, I would not be in the shape I am now. And I'm not wealthy. God knows I'm not wealthy. But I don't owe for anything. I mean, as long as I'm paid taxes on the property, I got a place to live. So that is a burden off my back. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
So folks like you taught me these things. And because I listen, I've been able to do those. I've been able to pay off things early. I've been able to even pay for a son's surgery that he needed desperately. But if I hadn't listened to you and Bob Chapman and some others, I'd be, like everybody else, really wondering how I'm going to get to the next meal. So I sincerely thank folks like you for telling us this. And people, I'm telling you, if you don't call Melody and ask her advice on things, I don't want to tell you. I just want to tell you because I'm living proof that what they say has been true. If I hadn't listened, I'm 70 years old. I've still been working full time. Somehow I make a living. Now that's a fact. If you don't call Melody and ask her what her opinion, what you should do with what you have to invest in something, you're digging your own grave. That's all I can say. Go ahead, Melody. I'll shut up a minute now.
I think the importance of this survey about the retirement crisis is much worse than what we think. Not what most people think, not what I think, because I understand what the crisis. This is a true crisis. But it's the quality of life, it's our standard of living that we've come to accept is lower than I believe what we can achieve. And, you know, again, we talk about the conditioning of people, the agenda, the manipulation, everything that is thrown at people. And I did an interview, we recorded it last night with James Corbett. It will be on tomorrow during this hour in the second and third segment. And we talk about how, or he talks about how Google and the planning of the mind control through these computers and Apples and iPhones and everything, that eventually they're going to live in a world of without free will.
Yes.
And it's and the important part of this is not a trend. This isn't something that's a fad. This isn't something that's temporary. This is something that is, you know, the direction of civilization.
That's scary. That's scary.
It is scary.
Well, you know,
because without free will, meaning there is no religion.
You're right. That's the last year of freedom, period. And this is along the same line, but maybe a little different topic. But Rwanda is the first nation in the world to require every citizen to give the DNA for a database. Is that not against free will? The same idea, control every way you look.
It's all about control.
Yes, it is.
And and then when you see, and eventually, whether Mr. Trump wins this election or not remains to be seen. Eventually, there's going to be a Democrat in office. And that's even more scarier, because they're enforcing these ideas, even though they're up there saying, oh no, these companies need to be broken up and so forth. You know, their vote goes to the biggest bidder.
Of course, has for years.
It has
for years.
And not
just Democrats, Republicans also, yes.
And that's not going to change.
No, it's not.
That's not going to change.
We're getting a little further in some economic news here. You know, we're seeing more people pushing the UBI. I mean, everywhere on national level now, we're seeing this. And we'll get that after this next break. But it's amazing, and it's going to be talked about more. Melody, once you give something credence or credibility enough to even talk about it, bring up for discussion, you pretty much lost the discussion, because it's going to keep growing from there.
Yes.
And that's what's really scary. You said it's a trend. It's not a fad. It's a trend. We're heading down the road to total socialism and communism.
It's not a trend. This isn't temporary.
No.
You know, this is the future.
It is. It's a way we're heading. It's just. I mean, if people can't see that, there's something wrong. America is socialist now, and right on the verge of being communist. Very few things separate us from Russia now, except maybe Russia's got enough sense now to quit importing GMO food and start raising natural foods. They're smarter than we are on that, and so is Europe, by the way. But nonetheless, we're communist as a nation, basically.
We are.
Oh, there you go, music.
And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. $660, ladies and gentlemen, $25 face value, and these are 50-cent pieces, and of course, a one-quarter ounce American Gold Eagle, $660, and if you purchase two or more, we'll include free shipping. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and you can listen to these radio programs live right from the website. Just hit the little bar at the top on the radio page or the archive. Scroll down a little bit. We're still revamping the website. Lord knows how much longer that's going to take, but we are working on it. I promise you, and the radio page will be a little bit easier to maneuver and so forth, along with the rest of the website. So please stay tuned. And heading into the break, we were talking about the universal basic income, and as the gentleman Wang, who is running for president, I believe he calls it freedom dividends. He's the one that I said he did all this type of marketing research, and UBI was ignored, wasn't accepted by the conservatives. They used a ton of different names that were not accepted by conservatives, but they threw in the word freedom, and all of a sudden it was wonderful, and that is the term he is using now, freedom dividend, for the UBI.
And up to how old can you get that? You might want to tell them that.
Pardon?
Up to how old can you get that? You might want to tell them that.
Up to 65 was what he said when I heard him interviewed. But on his interviews on television, he doesn't say that, or I haven't heard him. He might, but I haven't heard him. He says after 18, he says you'd qualify at age 18, and everyone would get $1,000 a month.
Up to 65.
But he didn't say up to 65. So what's going to happen to you after 65? You useless eater?
There you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, on a more local level, New Jersey looking at handing out basic income also. This is today. Getting a paycheck for doing nothing could be in the future for residents of New Jersey's largest city. By the way, I'll make a comment here. A lot of people today in this country getting paycheck for doing nothing. This just adds to it. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka says the city is going to study a pilot program to provide a universal basic income, or basically guaranteeing income for all residents whether they have a job or not. He made a statement during his annual State of the City address Tuesday night at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. The city has launched a task force to see if the program is feasible with help from the Economic Security Project and the John Institute. And I said this before during the break. And by the way, sometimes, folks, we have discussions during the break that y'all should be joining in, but we can't do it, take commercial breaks. But once you give credibility to something and bring it up to discuss and for vote, even though it's absurd, he just comes back again, 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 and pretty soon some people start listening to it. And now we're seeing the fact that UBIs are being discussed worldwide, but now in American cities, and now under Yang, he wants to do it nationwide up to age 65. Then you cut off. So, Melly, this is really coming together pretty quickly, is it not?
It really is. Is his last name Yang? My apologies.
Yang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yang. I-A-N-G. Yeah.
Okay. The one thing that he does recognize that you don't hear anybody else talk about is why this is being directed to and embraced. He's a liberal all the way. He's as far as left as you can get, but He addresses the issue. Technology. Jobs being replaced. I don't care how great the economy and manufacturing comes back to this country, which it isn't, but let's just say it does. It's going, all these old factories have to be retooled, so they're just going to tear those down and rebuild. And what do you think they're going to rebuild with? Technology, robots.
Of course.
There's not going to be new jobs created. And what has anyone done? No one has addressed this. And this is coming head on, fast, and at least this is what they're telling us, and everybody seems to agree on both sides, you know, and even those who, you know, are on either side, they're in the middle, independent, conservative, whatever. This does seem to be an issue as far as technology. Well, Butch, do you think we're being lied about the how quick the technology is being advanced?
Well, you know that if their mouth's moving, they're lying. But this is, it's just, we have to accept that fact. You know, it's you and I, Melody, because we're basically honest people. We never lie to each other on purpose and make mistakes. We never lie to each other or anybody else. But we're naive in the fact that we assume everybody's the same way. But there are professional liars out there, and a lot of them hold office. Yeah, that's just the way it is. So, yes, they're lying to us. We'll never see this nation back to what it was, let's say, 50, 60 years ago, when manufacturing jobs and, you know, and farming and all that was really producing. And people, maybe we weren't wealthy, but everybody was living okay. It was a peaceful time, a rather prosperous time. I grew up then. I remember that. But nobody had a lot of stuff, and nobody was hurting necessarily. They had something to eat. But it's not going to be way more. We're not going to go back to what it once was, Melody. We're a different society now, all the way around. You know that.
We are.
Totally different.
Totally different. And there is no going back. And you're either going to opt out of their system, but you have to be financially secure in order to do that.
That's very true.
And, you know, don't think that your 401s, your retirement accounts, ladies and gentlemen, that money is just sitting there. They have gone in after every account that they can find that has money in there, and they take it. Do you really think that yours is any safer? You know, I hear people think that they just love these, you know, this administration because the stock market's hitting all-time highs. But what are you doing with it? People are just letting it ride, thinking, oh, well, if it goes down, it's going to come back. How naive can you be?
You know,
you protect what you have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why not take some of that, if you have profits there, why not take some of them out and put it back in something tangible?
Exactly.
Yes.
Why do you just let it ride? Because
it's,
you're going to lose it all. Think about people going into Bitcoin when it was going up to 20,000. Do you know how many people are still holding 15,000 Bitcoin? Because they didn't take money off the profit. It's just like palladium. You bought it at 300, it's 16. I told people to sell at 9 and 1,000. Do you think people ever, but you hold on? And yes, now it's 16. Now if you're still not selling, I saw a report that it could go to 2,000. But once it breaks, ladies and gentlemen, it's not coming back. So ride it, but take some profit.
Sure.
Don't lose it all. It's gambling. And I don't know of anyone that's good at gambling, do you?
Well, I know. I've never done much of it, because every time I do, I lose. You're right. I don't do it.
That's what it's called, gambling.
We're talking about, you know, people in finances, and of course, obviously hurting, but I didn't realize this was bad in New York City, but it said more than a third of New Yorkers say they can't afford to live there. Now, this is a rather important article. At least it'll be easier to find a seat on the subway, this says, after everybody's gone. But more than a third of all city residents say they can't afford to live anywhere in the state, much less the Big Apple, and believe economic hardship will send them packing in 5 years or less, according to a dismal new poll. 40% of city dwellers who say they can't cope with New York's high cost of living are thinking about leaving the city. 41%, Melody. They say they can't afford to live in the state, much less in New York City. Wow. I mean, wow. We're going to have population. Wow.
New York City is too expensive. But why? A big part of that is taxes.
Sure it is. Of course it is. I mean, people leaving Illinois for the same reason. They can't afford to pay taxes. The states are broke. And yet, I mentioned the other day, we have a governor in New York City who's not concerned about schools and their economic levels or their safe schools. He wants to cut out meat to save the environment. This is the type of insanity that's in charge of our government today, cities and counties and states and nation. This is the type of insanity we face in the future. A government president named Yang wants to give you $1,000 a month from 18 to 65 and then cut you off. This is what's going to be running our country. If I didn't scare you a little bit, there's something wrong with you.
I understand.
I mean, it is kind of scary. Not for you and I necessarily, but our children and grandchildren, what are they going to face? It is scary. And the most absurd things, if they would have brought these things up 20 years ago, they'd been laughed out of the country. But today, people are considering these things as being something normal. That is scary.
And they're embracing it.
Exactly.
And they're just embracing it, and it truly is. It's a fascinating time to see it happening, particularly if you're awake and you see it happening. I pray for those that don't see it happening, because they're going to experience the true wrath.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, John Wesley said one time, he was a founder of the Methodist Church, said that which we tolerate today, we will embrace tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I guess you saw that the Democrats are voting to give illegal aliens the right to vote. Did you see that?
Well, is that new news?
This is new news. Well, newer news. It says House Democrats voted this past Friday, to defend localities that allow illegal immigrants, well, I say aliens, to vote in their elections, turning back a GOP attempt to discourage the practice. As the Washington Post Times reports, the vote marks a stunning reversal from just 6 months ago, when the chamber, then under GOP control, voted to decry illegal immigrant voting. We are prepared to open up the political process and let all the people come in, Representative John Lewis, a Georgia Democrat and hero of the Civil Rights Movement, told colleagues as he led opposition to the GOP measure. Texas Republican Dan Greenshaw raged, It sounds like I'm making it up. What kind of government would cancel the vote of its own citizens and replace it with non-citizens? As we detailed earlier, using carefully chosen words in what appears an attempt to hide the truth, House Speaker Representative Nancy Pelosi admitted this week at a news conference on voting rights with Representative Lloyd Doggett, Democrat from Texas in Austin, this past Tuesday, that Democrats want illegal... Now, this is what she said. Democrats want illegal immigrants to be able to come into the nation freely across their open borders in order to rig elections for the Democrats. Now, she said that. I didn't make that up. But she's still in office. What if that been said 30 years ago? Well, we want the illegals here to vote for us. What kind of fireball would that have turned loose in this country? But it's said, and who knows it? Who really cares?
You know what, I told you this during the break. Where are these so-called conservative Republicans? We know they're all rhinos, but where are they? They're not saying diddly. Nothing. It to me, it's the most amazing. You don't even see their faces anywhere.
What? Well, they never said much when they were in charge of both houses. They didn't say much.
But at least they were saying stuff. At least they were saying, yeah.
They didn't do anything. They could have made a huge difference, but they did nothing.
And they did nothing. Yeah. And the thing of it is, by not saying anything, that means they are actually embracing also.
Sure. Yep.
What these
silence
Democrats.
Silence is consent. Silence is consent.
So I guess, they're all the same. I get that. They are all the same. But never before has it been in so much in our face that they're the same. They're telling you they're the same now.
Well, do you think they're just afraid to say anything because it's... I think they're just afraid because they might lose the election next time.
I guess. You know, they're disgusting. They're despicable. They're disgusting. They're shameless.
I take it that you don't like Republicans. Oh,
no, I don't like them.
I understand
quiet.
What you're saying. I understand
the only
what you're
one that
saying.
Ever says anything is Lindsey Graham, and you know who knows? We don't. You know, we're not even ever sure what side he's on. But I mean, he became a. You know, once in a while he might say something worthy, but he's the only one that's out there saying anything. It's like everybody else is scared to. You had Paul Ryan walk away. Now he's got a big cush job, you know.
Yep.
He's getting a big cushy job. They just
if you were weighing the balance between Democrats and Republicans, you'd find out they're basically the same party. You know that. They're basically the same party.
For a long time. Yeah, they're comics.
For a long, long time.
Yeah, they're from that party. They're comics.
It's amazing. But, back to a different topic. I never thought about this. I just read an article out of the Washington Post. With more focus on the southern borders, U.S. officials see a rise in migrants at sea. I never thought about that, but that makes sense. The Trump administration's focus on the southern border, which, by the way, hasn't closed down anything, has closed some gaps in immigration enforcement, but expanded a challenging problem. Law enforcement officials here and said Wednesday undocumented immigrants, which are legal aliens, sneaking into California by sea. I hadn't really thought about them coming in personal watercraft, then small open-top motorboats, just anything you find, coming across to this country. So they're smuggling, they're coming in a different direction, but they're still coming in. And on top of all that, not only are they coming in that way, but the Border Patrol says detention centers are so full, they're having to release some of them and turn them loose. Turn them loose right now as we speak, because detention centers are full. They don't have time to process them, so instead of sending them back country, they just turn them loose, give them a bus, and take them out of there. What happened, Melody? What did all this? We're going to stop the illegal immigration. What happened to all that?
I don't know. You know what? There's so much. I don't know what to believe when it comes to the immigration. I know it's an issue. It's a problem. And I believe all the things that we hear about, the reporting and so forth, they truly take away from the real problems of immigration. And, it's the enforcement of the laws. And, you know, it shouldn't take 20 years for people to become citizens of this country if they come in here legally. So, I mean, there's just so much that has to be done. And I think this is all just noise from both sides just to keep from doing anything. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, because we do have a break.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, I just, we're talking about illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. It looks like the Pentagon has found almost $13 billion for Trump's wall.
Billion?
More than he asked for. Yeah, almost $13 billion. $12.8 billion might have for the wall. Now, you have to look the article up yourself. It's quite lengthy, but they said they identified $12.8 billion that could be possible that that could be go towards building the wall. Now, I don't know. Again, Melia, this has been going on for so long, and it keeps dragging out what you said, that it's probably just a political ploy for both sides. I'm beginning to think that myself. I really am. You know, like I said, the Republicans had 2 years if they wanted to stop the illegal immigration. If they wanted to build a wall, they had 2 years to get the funds and do it. But they didn't do it. So, it sounded to me like it's kind of a game, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder.
It does.
They couldn't get the funds for the wall. They couldn't repeal health care. But yet they could get the taxes, the estate taxes, all of that fixed for multinational corporations and everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, where do you really think the money works in D.C., or the interests? It isn't for us. It's for the multinational corporations. It's for business. Have we really seen things trickle down? I'm sure there's some trickling down. But to the point to benefit the whole country? And it isn't about what we get. And that's what this has become. It has become what we get. What do we want this, we want that. Oh, my constituent, I need to do this for my constituent. The American people, baloney. It's about our Constitution. It's about, we can't forget those. Government is not there to give out handouts. They're not there for you and me. They're there to protect this country. I guess to some degree they are. They're there to protect us. But we need protecting from them.
That's what the Constitution is written all about, Melody. It wasn't for us. It was for them.
Yeah.
To keep them in line. It truly was.
Good,
you know,
grief.
Going along the same thing you're saying, this is sad, and we should already know this probably. Studying survey shows half Americans don't know all First Amendment freedoms. New research shows that while many Americans fear the First Amendment is under threat, three-quarters don't even know how many amendments make up the Bill of Rights. Now this is, folks, I'm serious. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans believe the First Amendment is under threat, according to a new survey, yet a large portion of the respondents couldn't correctly name what the amendment protects. The 2,000 adults who took the part in the poll, half thought the liberty is one of the five freedoms protected by the First Amendment, while nearly half, 49%, believe the pursuit of happiness was included. What's more, barely more than a quarter, 26% of participants knew how many amendments even comprise the Bill of Rights. In fact, 1 in 5 people wasn't even familiar with the Bill of Rights when asked. Now, Melly, that's really sad. I mean, that you can't be ignorant of we'll say, your rights and expect to keep them, can you?
You know what's interesting, and you're absolutely correct, but I went to see who did this survey. And it was commissioned by Samuel Hubbard Shoe Company. And I thought, oh, wow, because on one set of shoes, they actually will have the amendments in the sole of the shoe. I thought, well, isn't that really cool? I'm going to check out this company. You know, yay!
Wow.
Well, but what's interesting is I started reading about the history of the story. I don't. The shoe store, the factory, the shoe company actually was started in 1930. It was a small children's shoe factory in New Hampshire. And it was interesting because in 1973 they closed their doors, as so many New England shoe factories did when shoemaking moved offshore to cheaper labor markets. So it just wasn't NAFTA. It just wasn't all these new trade agreements. This started back in the 70s that factories began moving. And when I first got out of high school, I did work for a shoe company, a shoe manufacturer. They manufactured men's shoes. And so I thought to myself, well, that's really interesting. So they reopened the company. They launched it in 2024. But where do you think the shoes are being made? They're not being made here in the United States. You know? So it's, you know, they
kind of a hollow point, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to buy a pair of shoes. And then I looked at them. Here they're quality, high-quality shoes, supposedly the finest leathers from around the world. But they're over $200 per shoe. They're little tennis shoes. So it was just like, okay. But the survey is accurate.
Well, it is, and it's really, truly sad. And another point we make here, too, and I know this indirectly with finances, but it does concern it all because if we don't follow the guideline, what we call the guideline, well, the scriptures, of course, but the Constitution and other things, as far as money, what does the Constitution say about money, Melody? Does it mention money in the Constitution?
Do you think?
I think it does. And does it mention paper monies? Does it mention paper monies?
Not the last time I read it. Yeah, not the last time I
read
it.
No, it doesn't. It says nothing shall be issued but gold and silver coins as money. Now that's what it says, folks. Nothing can be coined, nothing can be used as money, but gold and silver. But who cares, right? Why do you think with the fiat currency? A government that makes its own money has to do so for one purpose. It taxes that money. Gold and silver cannot be taxed like a fiat currency. So they had to have a way to tax us and bleed us and have it turned in as our incomes. So they went to paper. When you were paid cash in gold and silver, it was hard to trace what you made and where it went. When you sent a digital paycheck on a computer somewhere in the bank, with all your withholdings and withdrawals already out of it, they know what you made, where it went, and they know how to control it. This is why they went to fiat currency. No other reason in the world. Fiat currency is how they control the people economically. Now, Colorado, believe it or not, is going to change the Constitution again, Melody. They want to do away with Electoral College and have popular vote for president. Now, the sad part is 11 other states and District of Columbia have also signed with the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. They want to do away with the Electoral College. Now, I'm going to make a point here, and if you don't mind me sharing it, we had a republic, not a democracy. A democracy destroys itself every time. The way this nation was set up, we did not vote directly for the president or even the senators. We voted for our representatives on a local level, who then voted for senators, who then elected the president. It kept the control at a local level. Each state, each person, each county had its own say, and went up from there, kept it down to on the people's level. Now there's popular vote, and popular votes can be rigged. Who counts them all? Who knows? You count them on individual levels and work your way up through representatives and senators and the president. It's easier controlled. So, Melody, why would they take that out of it to go to democracy? It's easier to manipulate a group of people, a democracy, than it is a republic. They lose control when the people actually know who they voted for. So here
we
are.
And you know what? They've changed the terminology because you hear all these people talk about a democratic republic. It's like, no, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
It's a constitutional republic, not a democratic republic. They're fooling you. They're trying to fool
yes,
the
they
people.
Are. And it's worked. And they keep on doing it over and over again, but the people never seem to catch on. They never catch on the fact that it, and I don't, you know, if you don't say the pledge, repeat to yourself, and for the democracy for which it stands. Is that what it says? How about trying for the republic for which it stands? See, people use common sense and look at what's going on. It can expose to you a lot of evil things. But they control us now when the Constitution has been totally ignored, and the state legislatures right here in West Virginia will tell you right to your face that we don't follow the Constitution, but what can we do? In other words, the people want handouts, they want everything else done, they want the roads funded, they want schools funded. It's all done by government. So they can't follow the Constitution and do the job, not any longer. So when your money's been messed with, and ours has been, you have a fiat currency, the government literally owns you. The Bible says, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God which is God's." Fiat currency is the government's. Understand that. Fiat currency is manufactured and made by the Federal Reserve to put us in debt, so it actually belongs to them. That's why they take it. And here we sit, scratching our head, wondering what happened. I just told you what happened. We were duped into a system that is made to be broken and made to break us. And it's working very well. Wow. Melanie, I'll shut up now. Let you have a turn.
No, you go for it.
but this just makes sense. I mean, it makes perfect sense. They will not pay you in gold and silver because they can't be taxed like fiat currency. When you get paid now, Melody, how many get paid by cash or check, literally? I mean, really, how many corporations pay their people even with a check any longer? No, they don't. It's sent by digit to your bank, is it not?
Well, it is, and even any benefits from coming from government and so forth. Remember, they made everybody go out and open up bank accounts if you didn't have one, because it was going to be automatically deposited. It's all for control. Every time I go to the grocery store and buy something, they always want me to get a stupid. They're not stupid, because people save money, and I understand that. But you know, they force it on you. It's like, you know what? Don't force things on me. You know, just.
Oh, you're one of them, they're rebels.
It's all about those, you know, it's all about control. But you know what, when it comes to gold, too, it provided accountability within the government and the finances.
Yes, exactly.
And yes, they did go into debt, but there was still accountability. The social programs we have today, it was all because they took us off the gold standard in 1933.
Yes,
we wouldn't have these programs today. We wouldn't be a socialist country today. Our government would still be a constitutional republic if we still had gold.
I agree.
You know, but they eliminated little by little, and they're patient, and they put people to the point of, you know, to where they have to accept something from government, or government keeps them quiet. They put them in positions so people can't. And it's the same thing with jobs. They took away the quality of our jobs. They took away, you know, and it's, you know, and they'll say, well, government did that. Well, yeah, they did. They allowed it to happen without protecting this country.
Well, I just had a friend call today, listen to the radio broadcast. He called, he has his home. This is up in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. He eats his home with gas. He went to pay his bill, always paid cash. They would not accept cash. He can't do cash any longer. He went back home, called the gas, and called the company and said, we can take it, but you have to drive from Canonsburg to Washington, PA, to pay it with cash. Now, I'm not sure how far that is. Probably, what, half hour, 45 minutes from Canonsburg to Washington, PA? So I really don't know. But there's another stipulation of control. We don't want cash. Okay. So there we are, folks. It's more control. It all happened, Melody said, because we went off the gold standard. All this is morphing into the mark of the beast system because we lost the gold standard. It's just that easy. Our founding fathers were not stupid. They knew what they were doing and what they were protecting us from. So,
and you know, it's interesting. You gave that example of paying cash. I think, yeah, they tell you to go get money orders, and then money orders cost money.
Sure they do.
Costs money. Time, energy to get you there. The post office's cost to them to issue. So again, it helps the post office. So they put us at, you know, they put us at, you know, into a situation where it doesn't help us, but it helps them and it helps their cronies and everyone else.
Well, again, they played us like a fiddle for a long time, and I don't see it changing. And
no.
I mean, I don't see it changing. But, you know, there's so much happening. I mean, in this country, we're seeing more and more infringement upon the states. We'll say states' rights, Article 10, the Bill of Rights. Some states are starting to fight back. You may have saw that. Missouri just passed a bill. It's going to be signed by the governor to do away with all federal gun control laws in their state. As you saw that in Nevada, they have a gun amnesty zone in Nevada in a county there. Kentucky just voted to stop all killing of babies after you hear the heartbeat, but a federal judge struck that down. Mississippi just done the same thing. But we're seeing the state starting to fight back a little bit. That maybe can be some good news. Maybe they're finally getting their eyes up, realizing that the feds don't run us. Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17 of the U.S. Constitution says that the feds cannot make any laws that can be enforced outside 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., or on federal properties given to them by the states. Now that is the Constitution, Melody. But who read it?
800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here with James Corbett. So thank you, Butch. Until then, be safe. Good night, and God bless.
To pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.